if you like the podcast, if you're listening today, that means you do like the podcast. Please go on to the British Podcast Awards and vote us for your listener's choice.
Oh, yes.
That would be lovely, please.
What's the website? It's BritishPodcastAwards.com/vote.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You're joined with Vic.
And Jazz.
Yeah, hey guys, sorry this episode is recorded remotely. I got a message from the NHS app saying you have been around someone who potentially has COVID, and I was. Well, I didn't at the time, but I found out later that I didn't even tell you, Jazz. It was my friend that had it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, well, she didn't know at the time, but... I took the test, I don't have it, so, but I hope she's all right. She will be, hopefully.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too. Righty, I didn't want to go to the studio, even though I took the test and it's negative. I don't want to go to the studio and potentially give it back to Jazz and then give it to Brent and then give it to everyone else who uses the studio. Which would be just...
You'd have wiped out so many podcasts, Vic.
Imagine, for the whole week. You lot would have nothing to listen to. Or people could do remote recording, but... how is your week, Jazz? Oh, my God, there's a bee in my room. Oh, my God. Sorry, go on, Jazz.
The thing that I don't understand about bees and flies, you have so much space outside.
My God, the world is your oyster. You know when they say that saying, the world really is yours, but still you manage to seep through a blind.
Exactly. Exactly that.
I think they just love adventure.
What the hell? Yeah, it's true. Probably doing it for a dare.
For a dare? What, dead by the other bees? Jazz, keep talking. I'm gonna spray myself with insect repellent because I can't fight this one today, so... I'm just going to have to bask in myself and... Sorry.
It's okay.
How was your week?
It was okay because it was my last week of shift work. So, finally.
Freedom!
I had a couple weeks off.
Oh, yeah. Amazing. What are you going to do?
I have a couple weeks off. Absolutely nothing, you know. You know when you have time off and then when you deep it, you're not even doing anything?
Those days off where you don't do anything?
Yeah. So yeah, they are. But, you know, you just... I just don't know if I'll start this job and I'll be like, I should have done something with my... I don't know.
No, I think sometimes you just need to just not do anything with your time. Like, what else are you going to do with your time?
Nothing.
I think sometimes you just need some weeks. Because you don't really get opportunities to have weeks off.
Yeah, no. It's true. So, yeah, I've just got some time off before I start. Because I won't be able to take time off for about 3 months.
Wow, that's insane.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm just gearing up for that. Excited. You know, this is like the first time I've cried at leaving a job.
Oh, wow.
You know how mad that is. Yeah.
Oh, are you going to miss
like,
people?
All the cards and stuff. And I was like, wow, I'm really crying.
You're like, oh, you really felt this way about me?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so cute.
It's a bit surreal. Yeah, it's so sweet. How was your week?
Well, I should have given you more money and told you not to leave, but, you know. My week's been all right. I started my period a few days ago, so my body is just discombobulated. I was so happy when I started it. I was literally just rejoicing because I was like, why am I acting so strange? And this is my boyfriend. Like, I hope the reason why I'm acting all funky is because my period's coming. And then as soon as I stood up, I just felt it. And I was like, praise God, praise God, praise God. You know, it just makes sense. Like, it's not another, yeah. It's not something else that's wrong with me. It's not another issue that I have. But it's, yeah, it does make me feel a bit sick that my PMS or PDD, whatever it is, whatever I have, it's like 2 weeks. It's like 2 chronic weeks of my brain being like, what the F is wrong with me? And then it's almost like I don't get a break. It's very strange.
Yeah, no. It's, honestly, with periods, you literally get, if you're lucky, you get a week of being unmanipulated by hormones or whatever they may be. But other than that, it's literally like the majority of our lives in some way being manipulated by hormones.
And I think it's just hilarious that when you go to the doctor, they're just like, take antidepressants. And it's like, I'm already on it. So the thing that you want me to use to fix is the thing I'm on. And so how are we going to fix this? Because your quick fix is already something I'm using.
I don't even...
It
doesn't even sound like a good idea for him to try and...
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not serious at all. How can we just say antidepressants off the bat like that?
Randomly, I started listening to an old episode of ours where we spoke about Endgame, Avengers, because I wanted to know what we thought at the time, and especially wanted to know if you spoke about Ben Cumberbatch, and you did. And you said you found his character very annoying. You found his character somehow, it just made me laugh because I just thought about the backstory that we have now, and it just made me think, wow. But yeah, I was watching Endgame. No, I was watching Avengers over the week, and it really made me think Hollywood is mad racist.
What made you think that?
How can I watch this show?
I mean, it is, but...
How, like, obviously it is, yeah? And obviously this has been a conversation for years, but, like, how can I watch, like, a franchise or see a film that's got literally white men as leads? Literally. Chris Hemsworth, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Evans, Ben Cumberbatch sometimes in the other one. Like, sometimes I'm just like, I can't believe this. Like, I really can't believe, like, obviously I can, because this, you know, institutionalized racism, and it's everywhere. But you watch it and you think, fuck. Especially in the first two, you're like, right, they really didn't, you know, they really didn't think, oh, let's maybe add some people of colour here, or, and it's always like supporting roles. Like, it just made me think, Jesus. It even got to a point where I was about to watch the fourth one, and I felt, I don't know what the hell was wrong with my brain, but I was like, I almost feel a bit uncomfortable watching this.
Really?
Yeah, because I was like, what kind of message are they trying to send to me? Are you trying to send to me that it's white only? And it's even crazy because Thor and the whole universe of Asgard, that's all made up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So they could have if they wanted to.
It was weird. It was really strange. Like, it was just so in my face. I couldn't even stop thinking about it. There were some times when they were all together and I was like, this is just four white men having a conversation. And nobody thinks this is odd.
Yeah, it's... That is what Hollywood is. It's like, as much as people would like to think that it's different, it is still like a reflection of anti-black rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I don't want to speak from those people. But literally, yeah, they you look at a film and it'll be full of white men.
Mm-hmm.
And what film was it where it's like in certain countries they would just cut the black person out completely?
Was it Star Wars?
Yeah,
With John
I feel like it
Boyega?
was Star. Yeah, I feel like it was Star Wars as well.
Jesus. That's so bad. And I feel like, I think it's really cool that, with these superhero films, the people who create these stories, like Stan Lee and all the other writers, the people who create these universes, I think they're it's so well thought out, how everything links and how each universe kind of lays its hand to another, how certain elements is reappears, and there's so much of a bond with it all that it's really fascinating. But I'm like, it just makes me hope that we get more black writers who can really create a world that big. I'm talking that big. Like, I'm not talking like a small world. I'm talking that big of a world where Captain Marvel's shield is vibranium that leaves to Wakanda. Like that big of a world. That these are two separate entities of films. Like, I want that for black people. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was watching and I was like, I really hope that by the time I have kids that they get to experience that. Like a world where it's so, and it's not a small budget thing, it's massive. Like, these films that I'm talking about, these films are grossing billions. But then it makes me think, are they grossing billions because if we did have a black Captain Marvel, from what they hinted at the end of Endgame, what would the views be saying? What would box office be saying? And they
But I
took.
think that's exactly why they do it, because they
Yeah.
think black don't sell.
But then, obviously, I feel so happy that Black Panther got $1 billion in box office, because that was just so integral to be like, listen, think what you want, but we showed out. And the other nerds that you thought wouldn't show out wanted to know how this story was also gonna connects with the whole Marvel universe. But they touched on that in the Marvel series, the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Yeah, they touched on the fact that we potentially might have a black Captain America, and how would that look? Because you lot were obsessed with having this blonde hair, blue eyes person. How are you feeling about answering to a black man, especially with how America treats black people? I don't know, Jazz.
Yeah, they touched on it there.
Yeah, I'm happy. But then also, I'm happy they did, yeah. But also made me think, is all our shit going to be political? Maybe I'm just complaining too much. I don't even know. Is all our
No,
shit we do with you going to be political?
but you know what, yeah, with the Captain America stuff, I appreciate the fact that they
Yeah, they
have
needed
been
to.
bold enough to do it. Yeah, that's too much of an elephant in the room. Come on, Captain America himself was probably saying the hard ER
Oh, not
on
Chris
social.
Evans.
So yeah, I'm glad they mentioned it, because usually they try to stay away from those kind of topics.
Yeah, no, they really did. And even the actor himself, what is his name? He's literally my favorite. Like, he's so funny.
Anthony Mackie.
Why is he so adorable? I know he's a big man, and I know you shouldn't call people like that adorable, but don't you find him really adorable?
It's only the news that he's in the obvious cheap
He's
theater.
so cute.
Where did they come from?
I don't know. He's really adorable. I find him really cute. Like, I just find him really, like, and I've watched interviews with him, and he just seems really sincere. Yeah, but he even spoke about it, and he was like, because I was like, I wonder if these lot even think that. Forget about the black people, because I know you think it. You probably just can't say it. What do you white people think? Haven't really said. I haven't really found anything though. But he said that he finds it interesting that when you're on a set of Black Panther, producer is black, creator is black, everyone is black. When you're on a set of Captain America, everyone is white. So you're basically saying, it's like, so why can't we just have a black producer to work on Captain America? I just feel like sometimes people just think that everything... Anyways, I'm talking too much. I don't know. Hope I'm not just chatting ass, you know?
Yeah, not.
But I don't know why it really frustrates. Like, I've never had that before. I've never felt so overcome by racism that I couldn't even watch something. Because usually I'm like, I'm in a different world, you know?
Yeah, no, I get you.
And the thing is, I know that there's going to be people I know people, there are going to be people who are like, oh, but in the comic books, they're white. And there's going to be those people who want to 100% adhere to what the comics say. But does the script? Sometimes the script don't. And the last thing I'm going to say, the last thing I'm going to say, because then I've been talking bears. There's one section of the Avengers, I can't remember which one, I think maybe the second, where they said, no, I think it was Civil War. Don't know which one that is in, but I don't know if that's second or first, whatever. They said, you lot keep fighting, and when you fight, you keep ruining towns and cities. And it's coming out of our budget. Why is Tony Stark a billionaire and not contributing to these costs?
How could that be the first thing you've
been? I couldn't even.
That's joke.
I couldn't, Jazz. I was like, so you couldn't, because you were there paying for uni fees, which is great. Thanks, hon. But the city's going into dust, and it's low-key your fault.
You should be helping out. That is a difficult thing. There's no excuse. That's literally. What's his name? Jeff Bezos.
You know? But do you know what I think? I'm thinking, when I was watching, I was like, I'm actually happy that Jeff Bezos and Elon don't wake up one day and say, hey, I want to be a superhero. They probably would, you know?
Maybe they're trying.
But he keeps failing.
I can imagine. Yeah,
I
can imagine they're trying it out. They've got all the facilities and equipment.
Also, I watched...
To be like Batman.
Mm-hmm. They, oh my God, literally, Jazz. Because they're going to the moon. Who needs to go there? Because what is the percentage of people come back alive from the moon? Because why is he going there?
I feel... Okay, this is where I get into my conspiracy about. But I feel that these people... They... know something that we don't.
Okay.
And they're preparing for it.
Not them setting up shop on Mars.
Yeah, they're getting their stuff ready.
They're setting up the very first Amazon shop on the moon.
Yeah.
So the aliens can get Amazon Prime, because they've been asking.
They have been.
Bezos said, wait on it. After the pandemic, I'm coming.
Yeah, I feel like there's something they're preparing for.
That's a bit scary.
Even if it's like that 2012 stuff where they put certain people on the ships and stuff. They're probably creating massive spaceships. With space for all the rich people. So that if anything goes wrong, they're off. They're off to the moon. So they're already prepared.
I'm dead. Quick one I wanted to say before I wrap up my rant on Marvel. In one of the Captain America films, he kisses his lover's niece. What? It doesn't sit well with me. It doesn't sit well with me.
For me.
Yeah, he kisses his... So basically, his lover, Peggy, was you know when he was frozen, his lover Peggy became like old, so she was like 90.
Yeah.
And let me find out what her name was. Peggy's Lauren Carter. She works for SHIELD. In fact, she's the great granddaughter of Peggy. So Peggy is Captain America's love interest. And then when he froze, obviously Peggy's old. Then Sharon's working for SHIELD, and Sharon's kind of obviously taken fancy to Captain America, and then they kiss. I'm like, why? Honestly to God.
That's very yucky.
Very jazz.
Captain America. What's his real name?
Steve Rogers.
That's it, Steve Rogers.
And, okay, so
very yucky, Steve.
I know. It's very dirty. And the last thing I'm going to say, I feel like Captain America ruined... Listen, I don't know if I should say that word. I'm sticking with it for the time being. Civil War. Because every blessed day, Bucky is my friend. Bucky is my friend. Bucky is my friend. I know him. I know him. You don't know him. They should have killed... I'm not going to lie. They should have killed him a long time ago. They should have killed Bucky. I'm so sorry. Just... Did he killed... He killed Iron Man's parents.
Why?
Because basically, he... To be fair, he was under the spell of... Hydra?
Someone wicked.
Yeah, but for me, yeah. How long are you going to protect your friend?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes they're undermined.
And you know that TikTok meme? He goes, "You know me," and he goes, "I don't." Have you seen that one?
Yeah.
That's from Captain America. But yeah, I just felt like he was going, my friend, and I just couldn't believe that he could not take one for the team and be like, listen, my friend's got to go. Oh yeah, when I was listening to the old episode, you hated Iron Man.
Yeah, I don't like Iron Man at all.
Oh God.
Everyone always tells me like, oh, he plays the character so well.
But he does.
I'm
serious.
I don't like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't like the cut of his jib.
He's what?
The cut of his jib. I don't know.
I'm dead.
I don't know the way he talks.
Yeah, I think I'd find him insufferable as a human.
Yeah. Like, if you do him in real life.
Yeah.
He's not a nice person. He's someone's hero, isn't it? But...
Not mine.
But what has my favorite? What do you think your favorite Marvel film has been like?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The first one or the second one?
First one, and then but I really do like Black Panther. I like Black Panther, but I also like what it signifies and just how I felt at the time. So say those two are up there. And then probably the Avengers. Actually, do I? I don't even know. I think I might even put a fours before Avengers. I don't know. I don't really know. What about you?
Yeah, it sounds really boring, but I think mine is actually the Avengers.
Infinity War.
Infinity War, yeah.
Those films were long, you know.
It was just... I need to be done.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Honestly, who would have thought that a Marvel film would have been praying at the end?
Wait, is Infinity War where everybody's like turning into dust?
Yeah.
Wow. That was peak. That was really peak.
Who would have thought that Marvel would have ended like that?
Not me.
Yeah, I certainly didn't.
Not me.
Wow, was you being a lot?
Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like Doctor Strange knew that Iron Man was going to die. That's why he didn't want to give up those rings in the first place.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think he must have seen it in the majority of the world. You know how I saw all the possibilities.
Are you on your laptop?
Yeah.
Can you Google this alcoholic bottle called Kays Azul? Let me actually learn how to pronounce it properly. 1 second. Kays Azul Reposado. All right, just Google what that looks like, yeah? There's an alcohol called Kays Azul Reposado, and it looks like ashes.
Ashes?
It looks like ashes. So I've seen everybody pose with it, and I'm like, is that someone dear to you? Like,
let's see that.
And then I thought, is it like a, then I saw celebrities with it. So then I first saw celebrities and I thought, oh, is it like a World Cup something? You know, like it looks like a Olympic thing.
Oh my gosh.
And then it looks like ashes, isn't it?
I'm sorry, but this looks like something that is holding the spirit.
The spirit of the Black Panther. But yeah, I was like, really looks like ashes.
Oh, it's expensive as well.
No.
Like, why is it
£56
from Harvey Nichols for 200
mil? Alcohol, these kind of fancy alcohols are getting... Well, to be fair, I'm pretty sure it's always been this way, but... Maybe as we get older, I'm like, wow, people are paying £100 for a bottle of tequila.
Oh.
To be fair, I think I might... When I have my own pad, I think I'll probably do that for, like, the alcohol trolley.
Yeah.
Have some Don Julio.
I do that for the liquor of the Afro trolley.
But I'm scared I'm going to be there after work every day. What's up?
No, I said, but mine would be first to say.
Nah, because you'll try some different stuff. Apparently, Aldi are really good for doing gin.
Yeah, Aldi and Lidl actually. Yeah, they do some very nice what's it called? Rhubarb and ginger gin.
Yeah, I've heard that too, actually. I really want to try it.
Huh?
I really want to try it.
Yeah, try it. It's really nice. We have had... Oh, yeah, by the way, earlier we were talking about antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
What is this thing about antidepressants on grapefruit?
Oh yeah, that's the thing. It's on the actual paper. Paperwork. Why do you need white man paperwork? Yeah, it's on the paperwork. On the instructions of malarkey.
What does it do? You can't take it.
I don't know why. It says like you just can't mix the two.
That is mad. I've never really known it. Isn't that really something that you think about, isn't it?
I knew. I don't know why I knew that, though. Because then I saw this meme, I saw this video, and it made me laugh, because it made me think this is so accurate. Because it says that you should be wary of drinking when you take antidepressants. Because I remember when I think I went out the first time, and I was with my friend. I think I was with Ikram. And she was like, no! Don't drink! I was like, I'm fine. I'll be okay.
Lisa, I have another question. When did you find out that you had, like, a fake family?
A fake family?
When did you find out that your cousin, your cousin?
Oh, I was new.
I never knew.
Wait.
How do you think I was about?
That's a bit traumatic. How was your reaction?
So I've been lied to this whole time.
Yeah, like
it generally feels like betrayal. Like what?
Is it kind of like a thing? Like, let's say I had a kid, and Kaya and Mike believe that they're real cousins.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did you find out?
No, I just started thinking. I was like, I think I just asked the question. I just thought to my mom, I was like, Mom, why is it that you say that me and so-and-so are cousins, but so-and-so's mom isn't your sister?
Oh, my dear.
You know, we just say that. But really, just close family friends.
You're like, rah, you've been lying.
Telling everyone, yeah.
That's my cousin, you know.
Yeah, that's my cousin.
That's my niece. That's my niece. I used to be well jealous of when people be like, oh, I'm taking care of my niece, I'm taking care of my nephew. Because
no.
I don't have that. Like, my family's too young to have that. But yeah, soon. I keep having dreams of my brother's girlfriend being pregnant. So that's something. I even need to message him that, actually.
Yeah.
Keep having a dream.
What have you manifested for
them? I know they're both going to look at me like, we're young. So not yet. But yeah. I think I had a dream about you. Wait, what was my dream about? I had a dream about the live show. I wrote this down. Where did I write it down? I had a dream about the live show, and it got cancelled, so we had to do it in my garage.
What?
Yeah, we had to do it in my garage at home, in my family home. And my garage is like literally packed out of shit. So I remember we had to clear out the garage, and like, all of you lot were in the garage. God forbid that's not going to happen.
Yeah, God forbid. Oh my God. What a scary dream.
But it went really well. It went really well, but I had a really bad... My hair wasn't going well. My hair was really bad.
Like, I hate dreams like that.
Do you know what happened?
How can you have a dream where you're like not looking?
I know. It's a dream. I can make it up in my head, but I'm looking bad. What? So
yeah.
My hair, I had gel braids, and you know how we said that, were your gel braids in gel? My gel braids were in gel, and I was gonna wear a wig on top, and you said no, Vic, take them out because your wig won't lay flat. And then I was like, oh, but Jess, I can't cane row my hair. So I think either you or my mum did crane with my hair quickly, and we were so late for the live show, and I was really upset because I'm not a late person. I know you. So I was like, why have we done this? Why have we let our listeners down like this? And why are we in my garden? But yeah, God forbid that's not going to happen.
That sounds like an intense dream.
I'm so happy we put the live show in October.
Me as well. I mean, I'm hoping, it's far enough away where, you know, everything is pretty much sorted out by then. I think by then a lot of people would have had their second jabs as well.
Yeah, definitely. I saw in the news that 14 people had died, which is so awful still. Like, they gave COVID updates. And people in the comments were like, it's only 14. I was like, are you sick?
Yeah.
Are you sick?
Like, someone's family, you know.
Also, do you know what makes me annoyed about British politics? I think I've said this before. Because they act in such a memeable and laughable way. Like, you almost laugh how stupid these people are. It almost takes away from the matter at hand. Like, Dominic is his name Dominic Cumberbatch? No, he's not. Dominic Cummins. Wow. I'm really confusing Jazz's arch enemy. Well, I shouldn't say arch enemy. Dominic, like, everyone was like laughing at that Spider-Man meme and all that stuff, and but I was like, you were actually involved.
Yeah, big time.
You was involved. Don't try and be all innocent. Oh, I'm
the mastermind. Even
don't try and sing Canary. You was involved as well. And like,
that's why I don't understand what he's doing. Like, I'm like, these were your people.
Exactly, these were your boys. It's because they didn't break you no more that you came and grasped. Don't think we're not smart.
Exactly. So yeah, it's just wild to me. And I don't know, like, to what end. Like, why is he still in all this tea? Because this country doesn't even care at this point.
That's the thing. Nothing happens. Isn't that scary?
Yeah, it's terrifying. Like, you've literally given them the free will to do whatever you like just because you don't like the law.
It's scary. All this tea and then still nothing has changed, or no real disciplinaries, nothing, no, like, it just makes you think, Jesus, it's a game to you lot. I always think this about politics anyways. Like, I feel like them, man, were all friends at uni and they come here to use the House of Commons as a playground. I've always felt this way.
Yeah, I think so as well. It's about ego and, like, don't get me wrong, of course there are MPs that genuinely do.
Yeah, they are.
Stuff, but I think for a lot of them, it's just about ego,
mm-hmm.
status. Nothing much more than that.
Because why was Boris saying in a meeting, like, the way he was talking about death was very much like, we're okay for this amount of people to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, gross. Even that leaked text message where he said something like, and he wrote it as if, he wrote it in a way I'd write it, like, not to that situation, if I was dealing with that situation, no, but like, if me and Jazz were lost in mode, I'd be like, what the fuck are we going to do, sort of thing. And that's what he was texting. I was like,
yeah. A whole promise, you know.
And it's a fact that number 10 didn't even comment on it. Because they should have said, you know, this is absolutely fake. But they didn't, because we know there's truth to it.
It's wrong. Yeah. Yeah, gosh. But yeah. This country, they're not going to do anything about it. So it's such a shame that I'm just like, okay.
Mm.
Another news story telling us how our MPs have acted unlawfully.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go, nothing happened.
Exactly. Anything. It's not they just want to outrage us with these stories. It's like, just, I don't know, I feel sorry for some journalists because I know that they really want difference to be made and they want people to know what's really happening. But still,
yeah.
Nothing changes because everyone kind of, some people are like, is that text message really real? I don't think he would say that he's a prime minister, but then people are like, he showed us many times that he's this dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But
yeah.
As you said, nothing will change. Are you happy that it's not hot anymore?
No, I'm not. Like, I don't like the hot weather when I'm going to work.
Mm.
But, in general, I like when it's hot. Lifts up your mood.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it makes you feel positive. And I feel like when the sun's out, I like getting the tan as well. Well, yeah, I do like the sun.
Me too.
But it's like whenever, it's almost like whenever I'm finally free to enjoy it, it's raining.
Oh, yeah. That sucks.
I know. Yeah. How about you? For some people, they really hate them so.
Oh no, I really like it. I don't mind. Obviously, it's a little bit agitating when you're trying to get work done, but and the only worry I have is in my house, everything runs by meters and stuff. So I get a bit conscious, like, oh God, if I use too much of this fan and the electricity goes, can I make this Zoom meeting for work? That's my only worry. Because once Jazz, you came around early last week, and literally as you left, the legacy went. I said, hey, I'm going to join this call for work. So that's my only worry. But apart from that, I don't mind. I really don't mind. Yeah, it feels good. And like, I have my stuff on deck. Like, I have my insect repeller. I spray on my body. The body one. Not just, I'm not going to go and put, what's it called? What's the insect repeller that you spray in your house? What's it called? One second. Raid! I'm not spraying Raid on myself, please. Raid is actually mad strong, Jesus. I'm not spraying Raid on myself. I'm spraying actual incense repellent for your body, so you can get that. And you can also get it in, I always tell people this, if you get really bad, could you imagine spraying Raid on your body? I think some people probably get so frustrated that they're just like, fuck it. The sun, is it Sultan? The Sultan range from Boots. Yeah. I'll always talk about this. It's probably one of the best products I've ever used in my life.
Is that the one you said has insect repellent in it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's sun lotion and insect repellent. So it's, and it's really good. Like on black skin, there's no blue, grey, none of that. Really good. To be fair, I think Boots sunscreen is good anyways, but I was literally panicking because, you know, the girls are like, you know the skincare girls, they really can make you think that everything you're doing is wrong. Because I believed them for a little bit, and I was like, oh shit, I'm going to start using this. So I started buying all the expensive ones, and I was like, this is a waste of my money.
What were they saying?
They were saying, like, you know, some SPF doesn't really have SPF in it. It's not really good for your skin. It's not good for black skin, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, listen, this ain't got insect repellents. So I'm going to have to work with what I've got. And it's been working for me. So I don't know why I went to go and follow what you lot are saying. But yeah, I just think use what's... We've already spoken about this, but I think just use what is best for you, right?
I'm just... Do you know what? Yeah, I'm still hanging from Instagram.
Oh, you're hanging? What did you drink? Jesus.
Rum punch. I had gin and apple juice, so I was happy about that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Your concoction?
Yeah, I think we should just have everything. Everything. Oh, gosh. Right.
What was you celebrating? New job.
My cousin's 31st birthday.
Your real cousin?
Yeah, she's my real cousin. Yeah. I actually remember I asked about everything.
I'm dead.
You know what I'm talking about? Just have to make sure. Clarify.
I'm close with my fake cousins. They're my actual cousins. Really? Yeah. This is actually quite sad, but I reached out to one of my actual cousins on Facebook. She didn't reply to me. I was like, you know what? Don't worry. Stay where you are. I've got fake cousins, so it's all right.
You say it's all right.
But sometimes it's like, sometimes fake cousins are kind of like your real cousins anyways. Like if I had a kid, I feel like Kai and the kid would be cousins, basically. Like one of my dad's friends, when I met him, when I was older, he told me like how my dad really, really helped him, and he was like, I really consider your dad as a brother. And I was like, wow, like, yeah, okay. So when his kids came to the UK, I like took them everywhere. Like I was like proper, like, because I was like, these people obviously mean a lot to my dad. And that was the uncle that bought me an iPad. That uncle had money. That uncle had money. Nah, they had my, they did, in fact, to the point that they didn't want to stay in my house because they were like, we want to go to a hotel. I said, no, we want to treat you lot nice. I know. No, they were rich. They were rich. I remember we went to their house in Nigeria. They had house help, and they were the first people in Nigeria that we saw that had that. Yeah, because it's very common to have that in Nigeria. Sometimes the practice in ways that they do it is not very ethical. But his one was, but like I think it was like by the law and everything, and like, you know, this person is actually, it's their job. It's not just like slavery. But yeah, that was the first time I saw that, and I was like, because I remember going to help the house help, and my uncle showering at being like, shouting at me going, because it almost became a meme in my family, because he was like, he was like, Victoria, sit down. And like when me and Rams were young, we just used to say, Victoria, sit down. Because basically I was just like going to help him because I just kind of felt like, you know, this man's taking care of us. And he was like, no. I just found that very strange. I remember being in their house, like looking up in the ceiling, and their ceilings were wide. Like wide, Jazz, like wide. Like, nah, people have money, boy. Yeah, he was rich. Not even was, he's still rich.
Do you know what I'm really praying for as well? I'm just really praying that the weather is good for young people.
Oh, yeah. You know...
I actually forgot that.
No, do you know what? I haven't, you know, because I actually added it to my Google Calendar and gave myself like some reminders just in case, like so I can prepare my outfits. But yeah, I didn't even think about like... I didn't even think about the fact that it's going to be outside.
I know. I feel like whenever we've gone to like wireless festival or anything like that, we've been quite lucky.
Oh yeah, the weather's been beautiful.
But don't know about this time. This time I feel like...
Yeah, it's a bit later, August. Oh, I did. Oh, I've always said, I think I've said a story in a podcast when I saw Drake at Wireless. It was my first ever Wireless Festival. I saw Drake. It was raining towards the end. That moment was beautiful. I will tell my grandkids about that. And he was like, we don't give a fuck about the rain right now. We came to see Drizzy go insane right now. Oh, it was amazing.
Sounds like old school Drake.
It was the crew love time, because the weekend was there. Oh, that was a really, really, really
it
good
really
concert.
Does sound like Drake.
That was a really good concert.
I'm waiting for. I just want to be blown away. Do you know what I haven't had? But I really want to go to the Millennium Tour.
Oh, with your Pretty Rickies.
Yeah, I really haven't seen my Pretty Rickies.
Is that all cancelled, or what's the update with that?
I mean, it's been delayed. I think they said it's gonna be in July. I don't know when they pushed it back to.
But can their man even travel?
That's what I'm worried about. I'm concerned.
Because you know that what's his name, Donald how can I say Donald is not even in charge anymore. Wow, I actually said that the other day. My friend must have looked at me like a weirdo.
It's been postponed till the 14th of December.
Yeah,
okay,
it's already down for
December. Yeah, it's doable, isn't it? You can only get a Marion Bawa meet and greet ticket. What if I want to meet Pretty Ricky?
Have you not got your tickets yet?
No, I haven't. We've been delaying it and delaying it.
Let's see how much we can do. £242.
Jazz, I think you should do it. It's a one in a lifetime opportunity.
What, to meet?
To meet Pretty Ricky.
To meet Bella.
No, to meet Pretty Ricky.
No, they don't even have the Pretty Ricky option. I'm upset. It's just that ticket is just to meet Omari and Bella.
Are they trying to say that them are not lit enough?
I know. Which I think is rude.
Which I think is fair. Rude. I'm joking. Sorry, I know you're pretty little, pretty Ricky. How can I say pretty little? Pretty Ricky Stan?
Right.
Oh yeah, quickly. Why are you thinking of your best concert? I want to say something real quick. How can Paul from Blue Therapy say that the show is fake and his co-hosts are just I just think that's bad, you know.
I don't know why they're trying to force it so hard. Like, everyone knows that, like, it's okay.
Do you know what's so funny, Jazz? Obviously it's fake. I don't know how you'd think it's real, and people will still say to Paul, you're lying. Do you know how funny that is? That is fucking hilarious.
It really jokes that people don't believe it. I'm like, he said it with his own mouth now, and there's still people saying, oh, he's lying because of this, or oh, he's lying because of Jeremy's prayer. She's even the one that wanted to go infected.
Exactly. I find it hilarious that he's put actor in his bio now. I feel like he wasn't meant. I feel like he wasn't meant to say it.
Yeah, I don't think he was either. I just think maybe they've had some sort of disagreement behind closed doors, and he just said, "You know what? It's not worth the aggro."
Also, I think it's a lot.
It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot. You have to pretend to be someone. Or
when we talked to Brent, Brent was like, "Oh, but he'll win from this." And I'm like, "But." For how long can you put on this persona? If it's not really your persona, for how long?
Yeah, exactly. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it at all.
I don't think it makes a difference to people if it's not real. Do you get what I mean? So it's like, I don't feel like they have to, like, carry on the lie. People would still watch a season 2. You know what I mean?
1 second, Jazz. I think these bees are ready for me.
I'm tired as well. This period wants to finish me.
Oh, yeah. What was the best concert you've been to, you said?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? It's probably been... No, I will say Beyonce. I wish I was closer.
Did you say your seats was nosebleeds?
Yeah, it was nose. It weren't like nosebleeds. But I think the real nosebleeds are the level 4 ones. Jesus. And we were level 2. But yeah, it was insane. It was amazing. Mm. So good. But you know, I actually really enjoyed 50 Cent's concert as well.
Who?
I've been to his concert twice.
Who?
50 Cent. 50 Cent.
Oh, really? I don't know, you've seen him live?
Yeah, I've seen him.
What's he like live? Hello, love it, the dog's on top. I'm going to shine till you don't stop. Oh, envy me.
To my start. I'm that MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you just get to me.
I'm dead.
You know, I love the dog, all
the
time. I'm
gonna
shine on me
into my house.
Oh, go ahead and be me.
What did he say? Why did him and the game beef? Or did they?
I think. Yeah, big time.
Wow.
I don't actually remember the story, but I think. The game befriended someone that 50% Elizabethan roof, something like that.
These street rules, it's too much.
I don't know, but they fell out. They fell out twice.
Wow.
So I don't remember what the first and the second reason was.
Wait, who sings "Head of Love" with the dogs on top? Is that the game?
Yeah. It's the song they have together.
Oh, they have it together. Then who's the woman singing? Go ahead and be me. I know it's MVP. And I ain't getting nowhere, so you can get to know me.
That was the Mary J. Blige remix.
Oh, wow. I see.
This is how I know he was on LimeWire, huh?
I remember on LimeWire there were some songs that were so hard to get that I thought I'm gonna have to buy this song. It was T-Pain's album. It was the Chopped and Screwed album, I think.
My fake
cousin told me that album was amazing. She said go and listen to it. No, I lied. It's called Three Rings. It was that album because it was the bartender album I had, but the Three Rings one I wanted because my fake cousin was telling me that this is really good. Yeah, it's got Chopped and Screwed on it. Yeah, Ludacris, that's the one.
And
Screwed.
Screws me on that Chopped and Screwed.
Wow. Oh, I can't believe it. You sing that song with him.
I can't believe it.
Oh, Lil Wayne. I swear he's done a song with Trey Songz. Am I imagining this? I feel like there'll be a lot of...
I feel like
too much will be happening.
Like
oh, no, they haven't. Okay, they've been on like a remix together. I have nothing else to say today. I'm so tired. I'm sorry, lads. I hope this episode's been good for you. It's been enjoyable.
Well, I don't even think I have a bad accent. It's terrible. No, it's my hand. My brain is just not engaged.
Oh, you're tired.
Fully actual. I feel like I'm still drunk.
Maybe you are, you know.
I think I secretly did a
joint
episode.
I'm dead.
Secretly.
Happy Father's Day to all the present fathers out there who are making a change. Shout out to you.
Shout out to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to another episode, guys. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Instagram and Twitter. My account is jazz_bw on Twitter and Instagram.
You can catch me on Vic Sunusi on Instagram, Victoria Sunusi on Twitter. You can give us a 5-star rating on the Apple Podcast app and also on the Acast app as well. Please check us out on TikTok, YouTube as well. Have a blessed week. Bye.
Bye.